Yeah, thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we talked a lot about things that we knew this morning, like what we know about the resources and their characteristics, especially certain resources more so than others. But a lot of this afternoon is going to be talking about uncertainty and how we deal with uncertainty. And how it reminds me of the forecast quote that all forecasts are wrong. And then thought I'd start out with a little humor. George Carlin was once assigned a job to do a skit about forecasts, and he proved himself a pretty good student on uncertainty. His forecast was, the weather forecast for tonight, dark. This first sentence here, I like to break down into two pieces. One is that the RFPs include a multitude of options amidst a range of uncertainties. And the important thing here is that we use these scenarios and we use sensitivities to help us make decisions that are realistic about both what we know and what we don't know. So, about the future. And then on the last half of the sentence about given a 20-year future, it's important to realize the further we go out, the more uncertainty there is. And we have to plan under that uncertainty. And uncertainty, although I'll define it on another page, but uncertainty is simply a potential for change, and it usually increases with time. So here's some of the definitions that we work with. Risk being the variance from expected outcome. Due to a change of one or more assumptions. Uncertainty, the potential range of possibilities for a particular variable. Those are two important and not necessarily classic textbook economic definitions of risk and uncertainty, but they're very good working definitions for the IRP process. The base case scenario definition we use here is out of the director's report of 2015. Base case should describe the utility's judgment as to what my future might look like in 20 years if we assign basically non-speculative assumptions. Drivers are specific variables. Resource plans are the utility's plan to meet its annual forecasted peak and energy demand, plus some established reserve margin through the combination of supply side and demand-side resources. We'll get more into defining scenarios than just this page, but scenarios are a simulation of a future world, technical, regulatory, and environmental assumptions. So that's the external world. That's beyond our wishes. This is sort of like what the world may be like, what we can envision the world to be like. We may, as individual utilities, have very little to influence the way the world will become. So those we kind of look at those as the external vision, the vision of the external world. Sensitivities are measures of how a resource plan performs across a range of possibilities for specific variables. So those variables have ranges of potentials. And we test those against our scenarios and come up with the sensitivity to meeting our goals. Well, I guess we'll wait until the end for questions. So, scenario planning. On scenario planning, We are looking at the big world, and an example, we want to be able to describe them in very short, easy to understand terms. And these are just examples. Strong economy, weak economy, policy focus on energy independence, or will a policy focus be on environmental impact? Again, this is beyond our wishes. This is what the world may turn out to be. Technology enabling extensive distributed generation. These are things that will greatly influence the success or problems associated with our potential plans. So the scenario is the big picture, like macroeconomic picture. Sensitivities are examples. Here are our specific variables of like the load forecast for the commodity prices, such as natural gas, CO2 costs, and capacity prices. So those are very specific variables. The scenarios are an aggregate form of risk analysis, where we're aggregating our risk into future world vision. And the sensitivity analysis is a disaggregated form of analysis, where we're doing independent variables one at a time. This sort of shows the process that we have with a resource plan comes out of a scenario. We have a resource plan to deal with the scenario, a future world vision. And then we have sensitivities of our specific variables that we vary in ranges to test the success of meeting our goals given a particular resource plan and given a particular scenario. So you can see that the more sensitivities you run and the more scenarios you have and more plans you have, you get into a lot of outcomes, potential outcomes that you test. So, in scenario planning, here's some of the characteristics. We start with understanding the major factors. And one of the things about these is this isn't a highly technical portion of our exercise. We get more into highly technical portions of the exercises in the modeling. But on coming up with scenarios and defining scenarios, it's pretty intuitive and inclusive. And then we develop the plausible future world outcomes as a result of those things, such as a public policy that emphasizes environmental impact instead of one that would maybe emphasize the use of local resources. So each scenario incorporates a number of certainties and uncertainties over time. So the things we know, things we don't know, and we have to incorporate. But it lays the foundation for developing our resource plans. So our resource plans, to a great extent, come out, or potential resource plans, to a great extent, come out of the scenarios. How are we going to deal with a real robust economy that's going to have, we're going to need more resources or more energy efficiency as a result? So those scenarios drive our plans. Sensitivity characteristics are more narrow. They identify key assumptions. We find out how much we think those key assumptions will vary, and we test those against our resource plans under various scenarios. So this is going to help us prioritize risks and uncertainties. It doesn't help you necessarily to select the right plan, but it's getting you there. It's going from like a what if to a why. A lot of the sensitivities are what if. What if gas prices are low? What if gas prices are high? And then when you can look at enough results, you can begin to ask the question, not necessarily answer it, of why. Why is this plan successful? Why is that plan successful? Some of the whys can be helped out with probabilistic analysis. And there's varying forms of probabilistic analyses with varying intensities. We have all kinds of different ways of doing it, Monte Carlo, probabilistic. And we have qualitative and quantitative, was already mentioned today, where a quantitative analysis lends itself to things like you have a lot of data history on, like natural gas prices in the past. And it is, to some extent, sometimes the limitation of a quantitative analysis is that you're looking at past data and, that bears some assumption that the past will represent the future. Qualitative data, a good example for qualitative analyses involves policy decisions. You don't have a great deal of data that can tell you where the policy decisions are going to go, so you need to use qualitative decisions on those. And where the quantitative may come out with 95% probability that prices will be within a range, a qualitative analysis might come up with a low risk or high risk. So what we can do with the with these types of analyses is say, say we had a high impact variable sensitivity. We realize we have a high impact variable. It's going to really impact our plan. And then we find another challenge, like say that was natural gas prices, and we have another challenge with CO2 legislation that it had a high impact. Well, we need to introduce probabilities in that. One may be high impact with low probability, and the other may be high impact with high probability. And you need to weigh those in your decision making in the beginning of the process to pick optimal plans. So we knew this slide deck was short, and we might be able to pick up some time. But
this is obviously an important piece of any IRP analysis. So again, are there questions for Ted on kind of why he walked through a sensitivity versus a scenario? Some of the other questions. I was going to say, did we lose the folks on
the
phone?
We lost the audio there.
Okay. Let me just hold on until the folks on the phone are back with us. Okay, great. Now that Ted has wrapped up kind of his discussion around the scenarios and the sensitivities, we have got some questions. So beginning here on page 43 with the base case definition, when does a federal rule, a final rule, such as a Clean Power Plan, become part of the base plan? As an existing law and existing policy, so you have to consider in that plan.
Yes, that's something that's been written heavily about is do you incorporate in your base plan only legislation that has passed, or do you incorporate in your plan, to put it simply, legislation that is likely to pass? And there's so many stages of that. We have to leave those answers to the specific utilities in their specific resource planning process. Because we have found that when you thought you knew the rule, along comes a court decision and changes it.